Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This morning, I'm on my way home from Clarinda, Iowa. I had been invited over by a church there to be part of a community outreach. I sure appreciate folks that are willing to go to the extra effort to get people to consider where they are and where they need to be in their relationship with Christ. I don't see myself as a fire and brimstone kind of speaker, but I do feel there's an urgency for folks to develop that relationship. This morning, I'd like to share a poem that was written early in my poetic career. It was inspired by the book Screwtape Letters, written by C.S. Lewis, which I need to read again one of these days. The devil was holding conference with his demonic young trainees, discussing the greatest lie they could tell to destroy folks' lives with ease. The first young demon said, "Let's tell the people there is no God." And Satan said, "Well, that's a start, but your statement is way too broad, 'cause most folks know down in their heart there must be something bigger. Even if the Big Bang Theory held true, well, something pulled the trigger." Another demon said, "Let's convince them that the Bible isn't true. It's just a bunch of fables and tales that gets more credit than it's due. If they want to use some of it, they don't have to believe the scary part. It's pick and choose just what you use. It's knowledge a la carte." Satan was getting hot by now. He said, "Those folks are coming my way. It's the ones on the edge I want to keep, or they'll be hell to pay. They know why Jesus Christ was born, and they know just why he died. Yet they won't accept his gift of eternal life because of fear or foolish pride. They're afraid of the changes he will bring if they go ahead and ask him in. They think they have something worth hanging on to. They still have their love for sin. These are the ones I want to keep," said Satan again with all his fury. Then he smiled as he shared the greatest lie of all. "Boys, just tell him there's no hurry." I was thinking about my first paid job as a cowboy poet and the conversation that I had with a gentleman in the audience afterwards. He built me up pretty good by telling me that he had seen some professional cowboy poets and he liked my stuff better. Then he took a little wind out of my sails by stating that he would much rather go to a local rodeo than a professional one any day. That conversation was the inspiration for this poem that I call To the Participant. Here's to the pickers and the singers you'll never see on CMT. To the undiscovered poets who recite their rhymes for free. To the roper whose loop falls empty. The barrel racer whose horse don't bend. To the rough stock man who is dismounted before the whistle blows his ride's end. To all the folks that keep on trying, though their efforts seem for naught, they get back up, brush off the dust, and give it all they've got. The saddest song in all the world is the one that goes unsung. If you are a participant, then victory's bell has rung. When the adrenaline subsides, running in your veins, and the tension of your grip has loosened on the reins, if your talents have not raised you far above the rest, well, all that really matters, friend, is that you gave your best. Thanks for riding along this week on Homegrown. It's been fun this past few weeks running into quite a few homegrown listeners. Hope our trails cross again soon.